This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick with a series of reports this week that we call the five best ideas in television. This medium is so big in our lives, so important in our culture, and almost everyone in it thinks it is about to change a lot. Old TV finally has a household rival, new TV. Online video, YouTube, and other sites like it.
All that TV is a $120 billion a year business. But we've been talking to television and online experts for months, and not a single one of them is willing to predict where things may be in 5 years. Now, that has got to be scary for some people.
Imagine yourself as a television network executive at CBS, where it is your job to figure out the future. What's on and on what? So you call this guy. You're Michael Cera.
Right, yeah.
You've already been on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're only 19 years old.
Yeah, 18. Almost 19.
Well, mm-hmm. Okay. Even better. Or worse, I don't know. Oh, it's better for sure. That's why you want him at CBS. Michael Cera is the demographic all the media are after. And he's a TV star, at least kind of.
I'll finally be able to get you what you deserve, you know? Like a real home.
Well, I'd rather live like this than be like my aunt and uncles, whose eyes have never stung from the sweet sweat of a hard day's work.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you getting all that?
From you. You say it every couple of years when they come out to visit.
Michael was on Fox on the acclaimed but canceled series Arrested Development. And now you, CBS executive, you've asked him to produce a TV series for the internet on CBS.com. Surely Michael knows the best idea in television, which makes the next moment so difficult for you, the CBS programmer.
Well, you know, it's kind of tricky. I don't watch any television at all anymore.
What? Who is this wretched little ingrate the network is paying to make a show? But you know, don't you? He's the future.
I find I'm either at the computer or I'll just sit and kind of, you know, drift off for moments at a time, which I kind of prefer over television. I can't find, if I'm flipping through television, I can't find any one thing that I can say, okay, I'm going to sit down and, you know, devote the next half hour of my life to this.
Okay, we're not to the best idea yet, but TV content must adapt. It must evolve. New TV online doesn't have to be half an hour. It can be 5 minutes or 10.
Michael Cera.
Confidence.
Last November, Michael posted a parody on YouTube ridiculing a pompous Yale-y video resume that came out last summer.
I'm constantly trying to better myself and further educate myself in any way that doesn't involve reading.
This is less than 10 minutes. He's half playing with the medium and half reinventing it.
But maybe you're thinking, I don't actually need TV because I can make a career out of being online, like you're the show
career.
Right. He's 18. He's going to explore lots of ways to be creative, movies and writing, and TV old and new. But online video will be a career for lots of people. CBS.com has a whole channel called InnerTube with original material, some of it funny but too profane for old TV. InnerTube is CBS online as a test lab. It's where Michael's show, Clark and Michael, is supposed to debut in about a month.
This is kind of the first, I think, scripted show that they've bought, possibly, or one of the first, you know. So it's kind of like setting all these new rules.
New rules like shorter is now better, also cheaper, and that's good because another rule is smaller budgets. The best idea, we're going to get to that. Hold on a moment. Michael is spending CBS money. Remember that. The network is going to own this, though it did offer another deal.
We would make it on our own, you know, and pay for it and own it. But that just could not happen. We just couldn't do that.
You didn't have the money.
We didn't have the money, and we didn't know where the money would be made back, you know.
Oh, CBS. What now? Michael is smart and talented and amazingly accomplished for 18. But it turns out the wretched ingrate doesn't know how to make money from online TV any better than you do. And really, that's what everybody wants to know. media companies think online video could light up the internet like old TV, made American living rooms glow cathode blue for generations. But media executives can't figure out monetizing. That's the term they use all the time. How to monetize online video? Where's the money in new media? And the answer so far, where it was in the old media, advertising. And this is where Michael Cera, online video producer, demographic dreamboat, meets Michael Cera, 18 years old.
You know, but it's tricky because if you sit down to the computer to watch something, you don't want to see a commercial. You know, I would be furious if I sat down and or like watch something on YouTube, you know, and they tried to show me a commercial. I would be frantically angry.
The best idea in television, get rid of commercials?
It might not be the best idea in television. I'd say it's probably the next move, right? Especially since they've got, they're all catching on that the internet is where it's at. I don't know. I don't hold out a lot of hope for television these days.
The best idea in television. Get rid of the ads. People don't want to see them before their online videos. So how do you make it work? Tomorrow, strategy from the most magical name in this media moment. The one everyone is waiting to hear. Google. This is Day to Day from NPR News, back with our series, The Five Best Ideas in Television. Here's one, no ads. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. That was yesterday's best idea.
Right. I'm just reminding you.
Okay. Well, what about the voice at the end yesterday that everybody is waiting to hear? Google.
Google. Right. And YouTube, the online video site that Google bought 5 months ago, that's where we'll start with this man.
We are in transition, but I would still identify me just as Jordan Hoffner from Google and YouTube.
His title is Head of News and Premium Content Partnerships. He makes TV deals, and Google is working on a lot of them. TV people are mesmerized by YouTube. It may be the most talked about internet destination of the last year and the most fun anything in the world. Have you seen The Laughing Baby? What has TV people anxious is Google and YouTube laughing all the way to the bank with the ad money the TV people think of as theirs. Viewers, especially younger ones, are leaving old TV for TV online. And to listen to that Google executive, Jordan Hoffner, the difference between the two is the essence of Google.
I don't think that broadcast networks can really target the way Google can target.
Targeting. What Google does so well is today's best idea in television. Now, let me elaborate. Let's say I'm searching Beethoven online, and Google tells me with a pop-up ad about a great recording of the Ninth Symphony, or even a Beethoven ringtone. This is an ad I actually want. I don't resent it. I'm grateful. That's what targeting means at Google and YouTube.
What we like to do with our ads is make them relevant, make it part of the search experience.
Don't you think that people have an identity for Google? They think of Google as something, and they don't think of it as an advertising carrier. They think of it as a tool, a way to find something, and a friendly tool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you worried about the prospect of driving people away by becoming the kind of advertising machine that the television networks have become?
I think the big difference is that the way we view advertising is that it's relevant to people just like a search query is. And I don't think broadcast networks are really able to get to that level of specificity.
Present the ads so that we don't think of them as ads. And Google is so good at this. Experts project $11 billion in ad sales this year, and it's barely begun to cash in on YouTube. The video site is in a complicated relationship with old TV, partly because anyone can post a video clip on YouTube.
I was listening to the news backstage before I came out here. This just in, President Bush has now promised that we will be out of the Academy Awards by 2010.
If fans want to put up favored bits from Dave, they can. CBS can either say, good for us, free publicity, or you're using our material, that's illegal. This is the subject of negotiation right now, made more difficult for the networks because their numbers are going down. Google and YouTube are going up. Maybe, Jordan Hoffner, the real threat to old TV would be for Google and YouTube to make their own shows.
No, that's not something that we have any interest in at all.
That surprised me. A lot of media watchers are wondering about Google. It feels like a new media company, doesn't it? But not that kind of media company, says Jordan.
We don't view ourselves as a content company. We view ourselves as a technology company. We're just looking to create a great user experience and focus on technology.
But if Google and YouTube really are not interested in making their own programs, at least they're willing to help others make them. And this keeps at least some kind of pressure on the networks.
There is a small comedic team called EP Bird. And you probably don't know who they are, but I'll tell you what they do. They put Mentos into 2-liter bottles of Diet Coke and
right.
create a fountain effect.
I've heard these guys.
In the now.
This went up on Google Video last summer, goofy and homemade looking, but millions of people have watched. Google noticed, Jordan Hoffner says, and called EP Bird.
Why don't we help you guys?
Google got Coke and the company that makes Mentos, their sales are way up, by the way, to act as sponsors. And so EP Bird got to make another video, even more spectacularly ridiculous than the previous one, and a lot more people got to watch.
Looked like the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and it was something that was really popular online, and we were thrilled with it. So it was really enabling a content owner to get paid and enabling a sponsor to get their message across in a unique way. That's a very strong Google application to the media industry.
A caution. The TV networks currently have a lot more ad revenue than Google does. We're still exploring what the internet is going to be. But I think about an analogy from American history. The internet, perhaps, is like the pioneer West, and media companies are settlers or prospectors rushing to get rich, and some will. But remember who got really rich? Railroads. The online video railroad, YouTube. Made possible by the best idea in television. Keep the ads and the ad money because Google can target so precisely.
It's part of the content and the search experience. If you're engaged, you're engaged. And I think that's the key to all of it is user engagement.
Engagement. More on that tomorrow.
This is Day to Day from NPR News, continuing with the five best ideas in television, according to Alex Chadwick. I'm Madeline Brand, and Alex, what do you have for us today?
Engagement, very important to TV people. I think this is just like what the online people call stickiness.
I'm surfing the web, I find some random site, and I stay there for a while. I stay with it.
Exactly, engagement. Stickiness, important to old TV and online TV. And I heard about a television meeting a couple of months ago in Beverly Hills, and I went. This is a modestly sized ballroom at an expensive hotel, 150 people inside, not wearing California casual. Many of the men have ties. The women are in dark suits. One of them is up on the platform.
This is the environment that we all live in. This is media fragmentation, personalization, customization, social networking.
She's an audience researcher, Stacy Lynn Schulman.
All of the things that we're, you know, we say in whispers and corridors and loudly in our offices because we want to pull all of our hair out.
This is the Family Friendly Programming Forum. I'd never heard of it. It's a group of advertisers, family products, insurance, cars, and soap. They spend 30% of all the ad dollars in all media each year. Basically, except for day-to-day, everyone in this room is stinking rich. And they all want to hear from Stacy Lynn Schulman.
the idea of dialogue is new, whether it be for programmers or it be for marketers.
We talk privately after her speech. The internet, Stacy says, the instant nature of the feedback changes research into dialogue for the TV people and the advertisers.
The fact that you actually are consulting with people who buy your product as to how to improve it or distribute it better is a new idea.
And I finally really see television. All those years, we were watching TV. TV was watching us.
So instead of marketing to teens or adults or households, you can actually market to adults who bought baby care products at Walmart last week. And that's a lot more powerful information for marketers and for programmers.
It's the confluence of TV and online. We join chat groups, we tag things so that others can find them too and find us. We make our own networks. The consumer becomes the channel.
Yes, the consumer is the channel. Exactly. You got it.
Well, I wrote it down from her PowerPoint. But that's not the best idea in TV yet. I'm taking notes, too, from David Poltrack. He's chief researcher for CBS. And he's telling a story about engagement. In TV, it's like sacramental truth.
My first contact with engagement was a very sobering one. It happened to do with a show called The Waltons.
This was in the 70s, a family drama set in Virginia during the Depression.
Good night.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Aaron.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too, honey.
It was popular, critics liked it, but advertisers didn't. It felt old-fashioned. So CBS sold ads at a discounted rate, David Poltrack is saying, and Procter & Gamble bought all it could.
Liv, I love you.
I love you too, John.
CBS was just beginning engagement research at the time, and David Poltrack learned that the soap company was way ahead of him.
We noticed for the first time that the Waltons had the highest viewer engagement scores of any show on television.
And the true wonder of engagement, it's not just the shows that viewers recall, it's also the ads on them.
Procter & Gamble knew that, CBS didn't. I vowed that would never happen again.
You engage with a TV show if it's important that you watch it regularly, if you feel personally involved with the story and characters, if you talk about the show, if it makes you think. And one more, David Poltrack.
Does this program leave you in a good mood, put you in a good mood?
Engagement. That is what TV people want on old TV and online TV, too. So the best idea in TV today? Not engagement exactly, but what to do with it.
One great idea for television is for someone to sponsor programming that captures very engaged fan cultures but not a large audience and is therefore in danger of cancellation.
I'm back with the researcher Stacy Lynn Shulman. Everyone here seems like the smartest kid in the class, but she might get voted most likely to succeed.
What you have is a community of folks that are so engaged in that content and so love it that these people are part of their lives. If you as an advertiser continue to provide that experience when the distributor drops out, you create an enormous amount of goodwill. That's my good idea for you.
Hey, Procter & Gamble or Coke, she means you. Take some show with a cult following and keep it going, maybe just on the internet for a while. Just keep the story alive. And that is such a good idea. Someone's already doing something very much like it. That story tomorrow.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. And Alex, you know, you've actually managed to come up with at least one good idea every day so far for this week-long series, The Five Best Ideas in Television. I'm impressed. What's today?
Okay, a refinement of something we actually heard yesterday from an audience researcher, and she was talking about viewer loyalty. She said it would be smart for an advertiser to sustain a show that was canceled but had a real cult following. Keep it going online. Well, later, I was talking to an executive from this network.
NBC.
Right, NBC. And the NBC executive I was talking to was president of digital media. Her name is Beth Comstock. She was just promoted to president of integrated media. So now she oversees the marketing of both online and old TV.
We're sort of redoing the way we develop television.
This is a message for all of you TV networks. Lately, your sitcoms suck.
They suck! I
mean, and here's an example of Beth redoing old TV. It's a TV program called Nobody's Watching.
Rufus, I'm very upset with you. You yes-deared all over the carpet.
That's us.
I'm Derek.
I'm Will.
It was on another network. It's no longer. But it had a real fan base on the internet. And so the producers of the show said, hey, let's take it to YouTube.
So NBC paid for some more shooting for bits that would run on the internet of Nobody's Watching. This is a show about two guys from Ohio who think that the new media world means they can make a sitcom. Only it's kind of a Hollywood version of that notion, a sort of fake reality show. You're going to grow this thing on the internet, let it sort of evolve there a little bit, and then bring it back and put it
on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think you'll see a lot more of that kind of interaction.
Here's a problem. The Nobody's Watching pilot on YouTube looks good. It looks like network TV. And then the short bits that they've added online later, they look better than amateur video. But there's no budget. There's no storyline. And what's completely absent is the goofy, innocent appeal of online TV. It's not the best of both worlds here. It's the mediocrities of both.
Because I love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Derek. Is that uncomfortable for you to hear? Because I said it. I love you. There.
I said it again. There it is. I love you. Now they're just falling out of my mouth.
It doesn't look as though NBC will broadcast Nobody's Watching on TV. Maybe the network is afraid of the beg for ridicule title. But if this show doesn't grow online to broadcast, some other one will. Many people are watching less old TV and more online TV. The younger you are, the more likely that is. That's the reason NBC has Beth running something called integrated media.
We've spent a lot of time figuring out how do we extend that user, that viewer experience that starts on television onto the internet.
User, she said, and then viewer.
That user, that viewer experience.
Viewer. I hadn't heard any network types use that, but it is what they're thinking.
We have a very successful television program called Heroes. From the beginning, has been designed in what we call a 360 way.
This thing is really big on TV. It's the highest rated new program on any network for the last 2 years. More than 7 million households are watching.
I can hear rain coming from 40 miles away. I can even hear someone's moods.
There are others out there like you.
So Heroes is based on a comic book, and so there are opportunities for users to go online and see a comic book version of Heroes. So that's really what we see evolving is the way we tell stories.
How many users are you trying to get when you think of programming on your digital channels?
Well, it absolutely is much more targeted. But if you look at something like NBC.com, we're reaching at least 10 million different users who come every month. I mean, that's a sizable audience.
It is sizable. It beats the heck out of NPR.org, for instance, which claims about 6 million visitors a month. But for a TV network owned by one of the world's richest corporations, 10 million a month? A lot of sites doing hugely better are run by people who got their driver's licenses about 20 minutes ago. That's got to be terrifying for the networks. And is this another worry for Beth Comstock? Online competition for NBC TV includes NBC.com. Is it a problem for NBC that the better you get, the better you do, the fewer people there are watching NBC TV?
No, I not at all.
Oh, right. Dumb.
Ultimately, it's all converging anyway. I mean, that's the world we're planning for is a world where it all converges.
It all converges. Shows that would never be on network TV 5 years ago do get on the network internet sites today. With online, somebody is watching. So, here is today's best idea in TV. Don't buy the Hollywood version of two nobodies from Ohio who want to make a show. There are real nobodies trying to make a show out there somewhere. Try their energy, get their intensity, and believe you will get the audience. And Beth Comstock says, well, we might.
I mean, it's nothing that we've announced at this point, but I think we're looking at all kinds of different models. We have to be conscious of the small media, find a way to embrace that, and we actually believe there's a place for both.
tomorrow, lunch at the legendary L.A. dealmaker spot, the Chateau Marmont, where we ask a Hollywood producer for the best idea in television.
God, what kind of question is that? That is an amazing question. Could be worth many, many millions of dollars at the end of the day. What a question.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand with Alex Chadwick and the five best ideas in television.
From our interview on Monday, the 18-year-old actor and producer Michael Cera with an online series coming on CBS.com. Here he is on TV these days.
I mean, nothing really grabs me anymore, you know, and that's not because I'm bitter or anything, but it's just, I don't know, I can't get into things anymore on television.
It's a $120 billion a year business. The average American watches 4.5 hours every day. But even the experts don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years.
Because online video is getting so big. YouTube and others, that's where younger viewers go. What about the guy at the end of yesterday's report when you asked him about the best idea in TV?
That is an amazing question. Could be worth many, many millions of dollars at the end of the day. What a question.
He is TV. He's a producer. He makes shows. So I thought, here is a chance for some Hollywood glam. And we do lunch at the legendary Chateau Marmont. There's a garden terrace like a Paris afternoon, as if everyone there were auditioning for a reality show called Swank. A stunning blonde, two tables away, so still her face never twitches. I turn back to Jason.
Do you know what is going to happen to the networks in 5 years?
I don't. I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen to the networks. I mean,
Jason Goldberg, a partner in Catalyst Films.
I believe that they will all live, and I believe that things might just get a little bit leaner. And I do feel at the end of the day that content will always be king.
Content is the term for programming. Maybe it's shallow to use the words genius and television in the same sentence. Okay, Jason is very adept at content for the audience that TV most wants.
Here we come.
18 to 24-year-olds, not yet fully brand loyal, but avid consumers of jeans, shampoo, soda, cars, and each other's culture.
Being punked is when you just get dissed. Anything to make you feel like an idiot, a moron.
With his partner, actor Ashton Kutcher, Jason created Punked on the cable channel that's for 18 to 24's MTV.
We felt that there was nobody communicating to youth culture at all, honestly communicating to youth culture.
Prank shows go way back in TV to candid camera. Punked brought a generational freshness about style and attitude.
Nothing is staged, and it is a spontaneity, and it's originality, it's an energy.
And here it is, and here we go. Look out, because you're going to get punked.
Punked was such a hit. MTV ran the half-hour episodes 50 times a week. And Jason and Ashton hit again on MTV, same age range, with Beauty and the Geek.
Huge fan of Star Trek.
Did you ever see the Trekkie thing?
Actually, the preferred term is Trekker rather than Trekkie.
Now, they're looking for new projects and inspiration.
Something that I've been focused on for the last couple of years is what's happening overseas first, then coming back in here.
See, on old TV or online TV, you don't find 18 to 24s just by instinct. Jason, who's 36, really does need the best idea in television. Catalyst Film deploys street teams, hipster lookouts, who watch kids and what they do. Now, this is not a new idea, but Jason and Catalyst executed extremely well, looking in places you might not expect. He mentioned Oklahoma, industrial cities in the Midwest, where kids are so alienated and overlooked that they're inventing their own culture.
They're so true to themselves and so in their own world, you can't get to these kids.
They don't want to talk to you.
They don't want to talk to you. We get to those kids.
What you're really saying is, watch the outsiders.
You got it. They are driving. They're the driving force, in my opinion.
TV eats whatever it finds. Old TV, online TV, too. sharp new flavors get lost in the mush, even if you lunch at the Chateau Marmont. The best idea in TV, Jason Goldberg says, find the new. And to do it, look to outsiders. Television is an expression. It's the best expression of the very idea of entertainment that we have ever found. How we see it, on laptops, on cell phones, that change is okay with TV so long as our devotion to it remains. Because for the media companies, there's one thing much more terrifying than technological change. I keep recalling this one observation from the TV-tired actor and producer on Monday, Michael Cera.
And now, you know, there's all these new forms of media, like people downloading things on their cell phone that they're expecting to blow up. I mean, I think that's insane. If I have 90 seconds, you know, that I'm like bored out of my mind and I decide I have to watch something on my phone, I mean, what kind of audience is that? You know, what kind of thing, what is this 90-second thing going to consist of to entertain that kind of person with that short an attention span, you know?
You mean, what if we turned it off? And this from the golden demographic, Michael Cera, 18 years old.
I mean, I would just as soon sit and think for 90 seconds than, you know, be like, oh my God, this is terrible. What am I going to do?
So, Madeline, there's Michael Cera ending the five best ideas in television from all this week.
Five best ideas. And Alex, can you go over the five best ideas that we heard this week?
You know, I'll sum up what they're all about. They're about how to get advertising to people. Online is so brilliant at that. That's really what scares the television people. We have the five ideas at our website, npr.org, where lots of things about this series are all laid out. But that's what it's about. It's about advertising, how to reach those people, especially 18 to 24, how to make that work in this media confluence world.
Okay, I have a sixth idea.
Okay.
How about making really great shows?
Making really great shows. Kind of what they talk about, you know, content is king. It's got to be about making the media good, and then it's going to work.
Well, speaking of that content, did you do all this all by yourself?
Okay, I had a little bit of help. I want to thank editor Martha Little, who oversaw much of formulating this series, and producer Sarah Spivak. And we also got a lot of advice and help from Andy Wallenstein, who's a television critic for Day to Day. He works at The Hollywood Reporter. So the best five ideas in television don't really just come from me.